नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 15 एंड 16। अन्तःस्थसर्वभूतानाम् आत्मा योगेश्वरो हरिः स्वमायाय वृणोत् गर्भम् वैरात्याः कुरुतन्तवे अन्तःस्थ सर्वभूतानाम् आत्मयोगेश्वरो हरि स्वमायाय व्रणोद्गर्भम् वैराज्या कुरु तन्तवे। अन्तःस्थ बीइंग विदिन
सर्व
ऑल भूतानाम
ऑफ
द लिविंग बीइंग्स
आत्मा
सोल योगेश्वरः द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिसिज्म हरिः द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड स्वमायया बाय द पर्सनल एनर्जी आवरणोत् कवर्ड गर्भम एम्ब्रियो वैरात्या ऑफ उत्तरा कुरुतंतवे फॉर द प्रोजेनी ऑफ महाराज कुरु। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द लॉर्ड ऑफ सुप्रीम मिस्टिसिज्म श्री कृष्णा resides within everyone's heart as the Paramatma. As such, just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, he covered the embryo of Uttara by his personal energy. Please repeat. The Lord of Supreme Mysticism, Shri Krishna, resides within everyone's heart
as the Paramatma.
As such, just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, he covered the embryo of Uttara by his personal energy. The Lord of Supreme Mysticism can simultaneously reside within everyone's heart or even within the atoms by his Paramatma feature, his plenary portion. Therefore, from within the body of Uttara, he covered the embryo to save Maharaj Parikshit and protect the progeny of Maharaj Kuru, of whom King Pandu was also a descendant. Both the sons of Dhritarashtra and those of Pandu belong to the same dynasty of Maharaj Kuru. Therefore, both of them were generally known as Kurus, but when there were differences between the two families, the sons of Dhritarashtra were known as Kurus, whereas the sons of Pandu were known as Pandavas. Since the sons and grandsons of Dhritarashtra were all killed in the battle of Kurukshetra, the last son of the dynasty is designated as the son of the Kurus. The next one. यद्यपि अस्त्रं
ब्रह्मशिवस्
त्वामोघं च प्रतिक्रियम् वैष्णवं तेज आसाद्य संशाम्यत् भृगुद्वः यद्यपि अस्त्रं ब्रह्मशिरस् च अमोघं प्रतिक्रियम् वैष्णवं तेज आसाद्य संसामाद्य भृगुद्वः यद्यपि अस्त्रं वेपन् ब्रह्मशिरः सुप्रीम् तु बट् अमोघं विदौट् चेक् च एण्ड् अप्रतिक्रियं नाट् टु बि कौण्टराक्टेड् वैष्णवं इन् रिलेशन् वित् विष्णु तेज स्ट्रेङ्ग् आसाद्य बीङ्ग् कन्फ्रण्टेड् वित् संशम्यत् वाज़् न्यूट्रलैज्ड् भृगु उद्वह ओ ग्लोरी आफ् द फेमिली आफ् भृगु ट्रान्स्लेशन् ओ शौनक आल् द सुप्रीम् ब्रह्मास्त्र वेपन् रिलीज् बै अश्वत्थाम वाज़् इर्रेजिस्टेबल् and without check or counter action it was neutralized and foiled when confronted by the strength of Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Brahma Jyoti or the glowing transcendental effulgence is resting on Lord Shri Krishna. In other words, the glowing effulgence known as Brahma Tejas is nothing but the rays of the Lord. But as the sun rays are rays of the sun disk, so this Brahma weapon also, although materially irresistible, could not surpass the supreme strength of the Lord. The weapon called Brahmastra, released by Ashwatthama, was neutralized and foiled by Lord Shri Krishna by his own energy. That is to say, he did not wait for any other's help because he is absolute. 16. मामंस्ताहि एतत् आश्चर्यम् सर्वाश्चर्यमये अच्युते य इदं मायया देव्या सृजति अवतिहन्ति अजः मामंस्ताहि एतदाश्चर्यम् सर्वाश्चर्यमये च्युते इदं मायया देव्या सृजत्य अवतिहन्ति अजः मा डु नाट् Think. He certainly, all these, Ascharyam, wonderful, Sarva, all, Ascharyamaye, in the all mysterious, Achyute, the infallible, Ya, one who, Idam, this. Mayaya, by his energy, Devya, transcendental, Shrajati, creates, Avati, maintains, Hanti, annihilates, Aja, unborn. O Brahmanas, do not think this to be specially wonderful in the activities of the mysterious and infallible personality of Godhead. By his own transcendental energy, he maintains and annihilates all material things, although He himself is unborn. Purport. The activities of the Lord are always inconceivable to the tiny brain of the living entities. Nothing is impossible for the Supreme Lord, but all His actions are wonderful for us, and thus is always beyond the range of our inconceivable limits. The Lord is the all-powerful, all-perfect personality of Godhead. The Lord is 100% perfect, whereas others, namely Narayana, Brahma, Shiva, the Devatas and all other living beings, possess only different percentages of such perfection. No one is equal to or greater than Him. He is unrivaled. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Antastha Sarva Bhutanam Atma Yogeshwaro Hari Swamayaya Vranod Garbham Vairatyaha Kuru Tantave. The Lord of Supreme Mysticism, Sri Krishna, resides within everyone's heart as the Paramatma. As such, just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, He covered the embryo of Uttara by His personal energy. Yadyapi astram brahma siras siras tvamogam chapatikriyam vaishnavam teja asadya samsamyad ragudvaha. O Shaunaka, although the supreme brahmastra weapon released by Ashwatthama was irresistible and without check or counteraction, it was neutralized and foiled when confirmed by the strength of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Mamamstahi etat ascharyam sarvascharyamaye achute ya idam mayaya devya sajati avati hantyaja. O Brahmanas, do not think this to be especially wonderful in the activities of the mysterious and infallible personality of Godhead. By His own transcendental energy, He maintains and annihilates all material things, although He Himself is unborn. Suta Goswami is now further describing how Krishna neutralized the effect of Brahmastra released by Ashwatthama by His own energy. He is emphasizing on that. He says he did not, as Srila Prabhupada said, he did not take any help, outside help. He did not think that, oh, now what should be done? Is happening, he did not consult anybody or anything. He immediately protected the embryo. And here Suta Goswami is trying to explain and tell us that Krishna's activities are all transcendental. You know. One more opportunity, the moment a devotee gets an opportunity to glorify the Lord, he immediately does it. So Suta Goswami does the same here. He's just telling that don't think that this is something very extraordinary or something. It's very, very common for the Lord, because He is unborn, but at the same time He is all powerful. There's actually a purpose. There's nobody equal to or greater than. No rivalry. So here, it's certain things are confirmed here. antastah sarva bhutanam. He is sitting in everybody's heart as Paramatma. Then what he did? He Atma Yogeshwaro Hari. Yogeshwaro, here he is called as two names are given, Yogeshwara and Hari. Yoga Ishwara. You know, we talk of yoga. When we talk of yogi, then there is a controller of all these yogis, like a controller of all of us. And that is Krishna, and that's why he is given the name Yogeshwara. There is a group in India, Swadhyaya, you know, and of course they are all over, everywhere now. They worship Krishna as Yogeshwara, you know. If you see their picture, you know, Krishna is standing with the Sudarshan Chakra, and they call him Yogeshwara. And that the form of Krishna they worship. So this is Yogeshwara is one form of Krishna. Uttara, you know, he is a Vairatyaha of Uttara. And here Prabhupada explains that somebody may doubt, oh, what is this? Pandavas are not Kauravas. But here it says Maharaj Kuru. Kuru Tantave. But the original was Kuru. And then Dhritarashtra and Pandu were there, and then sons of Pandu were called Pandavas, and sons of Dhritarashtra were called Kauravas. Kurus. All are Kurus, if you really look at it. So he covered, Krishna covered, so that nothing can attack, you know. And yesterday, as if you remember, I was telling that he had taken a vow that if I am a Naistiki Brahmachari, then only this embryo should be protected. So Krishna established that also. So this Brahmastra is not something ordinary. Like yesterday we saw that, you know, it can be precisely targeted like a, what they call? Missile. What missile they call it? Which goes and targets, you know, surface to surface, surface to air, something like that they call it. You know. But they are all very tiny in, with respect to Brahmastra. Brahmastra is very, very powerful as we saw. And nobody can check it, nobody can stop it, except the Lord. Although nobody can stop it, but the Lord stops it. That's the beauty, that's why He is Lord, that's why He is God. People have this question all the time, how do we know God? And then we should, these are some examples that certain things which nobody else can do, the Lord does it so easily. And that's why His activities are called Divyam. Janma karma chame divyam. Krishna says. And He also says that if somebody knows that, understands that, then he doesn't have to come back again to this material world. So, apratikriyam means no counteraction. Pratikriyam means counteraction. Samshamyat, neutralize, you know, just actually when we extinguish the fire, we call it, you know, samshya. The fire is burning and then it's gone now. So, same way, that means it's neutralized. So, here he's calling Shaunaka as a Bhrugu Udvaha, because he belongs to the family of Bhrugu. Bhrugu was a very powerful sage. So, yes, Suta Goswami is calling Shaunaka as Bhrugu Udvaha. And then he is also addressing the Brahmanas, because there are so many sitting there. And he is saying that, do not think, Ma Mamstaha, Mamstaha. What? Do not feel Ascharyam. Sarva Ascharyamaya. You know, Ascharyamaya means full of mystery, full of surprise. Ascharya actually is also surprise, you know. I was surprised when you say it's Ascharya. What? Achyute. Krishna is Achyute, infallible. How? By His energy, Mayaya and Devya, transcendent. What He does? He Shrajati, He creates, and then He maintains Avati, and then He annihilates. So actually we see, especially in India, this concept of a Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, is considered as supreme by many people. But here we see that everything is done by Krishna. Through them, you know. If Krishna is doing everything, then what are they doing? They are just carrying out. They are just carrying out the task allotted to them. But Krishna himself could have done everything, you know. But he just really see, we see that he, Krishna has his own ways of getting things done. Many times he can do so many things, but he uses his devotees. Like he showed Arjuna that everybody is dead. He says, I already killed everybody. But still you go and kill now. Somebody may think, what is this going on? You know, it's already dead. Why you want to create all these problems? So Krishna's answer is that, Krishna doesn't say anything, but the acharyas have explained that it is because Krishna wants to glorify. See, these are all very exalted positions, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are not ordinary. They are Trimurti, no doubt. But the fact still remains that it's Krishna who is the supreme controller, who is the original Adi Purusha. So this way, Sutta Goswami continues to glorify Krishna, and we will also follow him in the verses tomorrow. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions?